This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, while we're watching the pretty bad storms hitting the East Coast, I guess my brother-in-law was caught in a tornado. He lives in middle to upstate New York. And even though they had said no tornadoes hit, he was in a tornado. Apparently, these little isolated tornadoes, I think they killed one child. Somebody else got hit right in front of him with a tree, flying trees. He described it. I should get him on the show. But he's, I think he's already back at work telling everybody his story. He's like, I tell everybody, you know, what happened to me. I'm like, you know, okay, you know, you need to do that. You know, maybe you'll get to, you know, get some free lunch or somebody will hopefully, you know, treat you nicer at work because of this. But that's some scary stuff. He thought he almost died. Apparently he said it was like, you couldn't see at all around you. With the wind and all, you couldn't see anything. There was debris, window shattering, and, that's New York. I always thought tornadoes was, you know, Midwest thing, and every now and then you'd have some isolated stuff. But apparently a tornado, you know, just to kind of recap some meteorology for y'all, is, yeah, like, I would love to be a meteorologist. I would love it. I'd be like, I'll take a look, you know. Let me explain storms. I always thought storms and clouds and cumulonimbus clouds, I always thought that stuff was pretty cool. But anyway, a tornado is where you got these violently rotating columns of air. They're columns. Even though you see rain going horizontal and things going horizontal, it's a column of air and extends from a thunderstorm to the ground. And sometimes it'll be a funnel cloud, but sometimes it won't. It won't have that look, but it'll still be considered a tornado. So some people will say, all right, well, you know, it wasn't a residual tornado. Yeah, it was. Okay, if stuff went sideways, it's a tornado. Okay? Now, they cause huge damage. And one thing that a lot of people don't realize is the smallest of things could cause the most damage. A little baby fleck of wood could impale your eye. Little tiny things that are being whipped around can hurt you pretty badly. And so they say 1,200 tornadoes hit the United States every year, and they say every state is at risk. If you think living in, you know, Nevada, you're okay, or no, tornadoes get hit anywhere. Of course, many of them occur east of the Rockies. We see them in the central and southern plains, Gulf Coast, even Florida. They could strike anywhere. We usually see them between the spring and the summer months, according to Ready.gov. Spring and summer months, so we are kind of in tornado season. Because this is where a lot of thunderstorms happen. It doesn't necessarily, they're not necessarily the cold winter storms. Sometimes you need a little bit of the heat, but they can occur anywhere, middle of the night, during the day. They say most often they occur 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. So, schools, malls, other buildings, all right, they're supposed to identify where the best refuge is. Okay, you know, basements seem to be really nice in tornadoes. Okay, because you kind of want to be in a closed space. You don't want to be near windows. If you do live in a tornado area, you want to have an emergency kit. You want to have a family communications plan. Don't expect cell phone towers to be working. You guys have ham radios. My father-in-law has a ham radio. Well, I was surprised too. I'm like, is that kosher? It's like, it's not ham, dummy. It's a radio. We call them ham radios. I guess they were really, really big in the olden days. And so he has that. The only problem is I don't have a ham radio. So if he's trying to reach me, if you can't Snapchat me, Facebook poke me, tweet me, or text me, you're not getting a hold of me. Most likely, though, I'm not going to be the first person on his list to get a hold of because I'm not Miss Meteorologist, okay? I don't think I would be, you know, I could offer some medical advice. Rather than that, I don't really have a lot of value to the family. I don't. I could see him wanting to call my husband because that's his son, you know, but I don't really add a lot of value, as you can see. All right, they want us to listen to the NOAA weather radio or commercial radio or newscast. So this is where GCN Live or terrestrial radio is exactly who you want to turn into, because radio stations and their reach and their signal might be the only way that you'll be able to know what's going on. Like the tornado that hit Joplin, it was the AM radio stations that were able to direct and find people's loved ones, and they had their acts together. And it was, I mean, TV and everybody else did too. They you know, everybody stepped up, but apparently people got a lot of their information from AM radio. So very, very cool. So how do you tell a tornado could be coming? Well, the scar gets really dark. Sometimes it could get greenish. You could have hail that's starting to get bigger, larger hail. You could have a large, dark, low-lying cloud. If you start to see a cloud that's moving, flee. Sometimes you can hear a loud roar because you have a lot of clouds hitting each other in this. Okay? You need to take shelter immediately because they can strike fast. Little or no warning. Remember when we saw Bill Paxton and Helen Hunt? They had no clue. They were running around with their truck, and there was a Dodge Ram? Damn, I wanted Dodge Ram after that movie. So they'll start to pick up dust and debris. Most tornadoes move southwest to northwest, but they can move any direction they like because they're tornadoes. Sometimes you'll see water spouts if they're over water. All right, so during a tornado, you need to go to a pre-designated area. Has to be built to FEMA criteria, and FEMA has criteria. If you can get to the lowest level below the ground storm cellar, that's awesome. Go to a small interior room on the lowest level. Don't go upstairs. Don't hide upstairs. Maybe get into a closet, into your hallway. You got to get away from corners, windows, doors, outside walls. Away from windows, maybe get under a sturdy table, cover your head, neck, arms, cover your body, heavy coat, blankets, etc. Why? Because things are going to be flying at you. In a high-rise building, you got to go to a small interior room or hallway. Do not open the windows to stick your head out and go, oh, is the tornado coming? Don't be doing any selfies. No selfies, okay? If you are in a portable, you got to get out. Those things are going to fly. You got to go. You have to get out of a mobile home. If you're outside, you need to buckle your seatbelt, drive to the closest shelter, or take cover in your stationary vehicle, put your seatbelt on, cover your head. They say do not go to an overpass or a bridge. You're safer in a flat location. That's what they say. All right, guys, be safe out there. 1-877-DOCBELLY. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right? So a bunch of states are suing the maker of OxyContin. Six more states have now decided to sue, including my state, Nevada, Texas, I believe Tennessee. And the attorney generals in six states filed lawsuits yesterday against the maker of OxyContin and other pain medicines for what, according to USA Today, the Texas attorney general called misleading marketing tactics that are fueling the nation's opioid epidemic. So the Texas lawsuit accuses Purdue Pharma, which is the manufacturer of OxyContin, of violating the, quote, Texas Deceptive Trade Practices Act,
by aggressively selling its products when it knew their drugs were potentially dangerous and that its use had a high likelihood of leading to addiction. And again, we'll talk about this and how it can trickle down to us. Okay? Although many of you have listened to my show know where I'm going with this. But, quote, when it knew their drugs were potentially dangerous and that its use had a high likelihood of leading to addiction. There's a lot of drugs out there that lead to addiction. I'm not a big fan of OxyContin. I don't think I ever prescribed it once. But we'll talk about this. According to Attorney General Paxton, he says, as Purdue got rich from sales of its opioids, Texans and others across the nation were swept up in a public health crisis that led to tens of thousands of deaths each year due to opioid overdoses. So Florida, Nevada, North Carolina, North Dakota, Tennessee have all filed similar lawsuits against a drug maker whose headquarters is in Stamford, Connecticut. All were filed within their state courts. Attorney General Pam Bondi in Florida added four more opioid manufacturers and distributors to her state's complaint, Endo Pharmaceuticals. Now, Endo makes Percocet and Opana. I can't tell you how many of my patients have taken Opana prescribed by their pain doctor. Johnson & Johnson is being sued and some subsidiaries. They make Duralgesic and Tapentadol. Allergan makes Cadian and Norco. Cephalon makes Actique and other generic opioids. Generic opioids. Listen to this. Generic opioids. Manufacturers are going to be sued. This is going to affect all of us. And distributors Amerisource, B. Bergen, Cardinal Health, McKesson, Mallinckrodt, they failed to report suspicious orders while knowing these customers were filling an inordinate number of prescriptions. They say we are in the midst of a national opioid crisis, claiming 175 lives a day nationally and 15 lives a day in Florida. She accused the companies of profiting from the pain and suffering of Floridians. So Purdue spokesman Robert Josephson said the company had hoped to resolve Paxton's and the other state's concerns without litigation. They say we are disappointed that after months of good faith negotiations, working towards a meaningful resolution to help the state of Texas address the opioid crisis, the Attorney General has unilaterally decided to pursue a costly and protracted litigation process. We vigorously deny these allegations and look forward to the opportunity to present our defense. Again, I have some opinions on that as well. In Tennessee, Attorney General Herbert Slattery alleged that Purdue violated a 2007 settlement with the state and knew patients were dying from overdoses and that its drugs were being illegally sold to non-patients. Now, that's kind of, if they knew that there was illegal distribution, yeah, they could get in trouble for that. Slattery led a 40-state probe of opioid manufacturers and distributors and said his state's complaint was submitted in Knoxville under temporary seal to protect the confidentiality of information that Purdue provided to investigators. Now, let me see. Adam Laxalt. Nevada State Attorney General Adam Laxalt, good guy, said Purdue's deception lined the pockets of its owners and led to the deaths and hospitalization of thousands of Nevadans. Okay, so a lot of people are mad at Big Pharma. It's really easy to go after Big Tobacco, Big Pharma, anybody big. You know, it's a great soundbite. Anybody big, and we being the underdog, we usually will get some support. Okay? I'm like, yeah, let's go after him. Big Pharma. Okay? But let's talk about some of the ramifications of this. I'm a little shocked also that it has to be a big, vocal, media-frenzied lawsuit. If you really think a pharmaceutical company is the result of people shooting up heroin and dying, does it really have to be a big, you know, all these lawsuits, does it really have to be this vocal? Oh, for politics, it's great. Texas is doing something. Florida is doing something. Nevada is doing something. And again, as a politician, if I was a politician, I'd have to look like I'm doing something. You doing nothing looks bad, so you got to do something. So, all right, you know what? If everybody's suing OxyContin, I could do that. OxyContin, Purdue has been sued before. It's not the first time.
That company has gotten hit with lawsuits because OxyContin had been linked to respiratory depression. So it's a dangerous and powerful drug. It is. But if it's such a dangerous and powerful drug, why is it still on the market? Whenever a drug is dangerous, it's taken off the market. Vioxx was deemed dangerous, it was off the market. Celdane, taken off the market. I think Actos, FDA, I believe, took it off the market. Diabetic medication. So if OxyContin was that dangerous, why was it still on the market? Well, I'll tell you why. Because people in retractable pain needed it. Government didn't think it was necessary to take it off the market. Pain management doctors had people evaluated, signed consents, monitor them. The medication is one of the strongest ones out there we have orally for people to manage their pain. So the drug company still exists. The drug still exists. People are still able to get the medication. But if it's so, so dangerous, why is it still on the market? My guess is we know that it's addictive, just like Xanax is addictive. Valium is addictive. Nasal sprays, over-the-counter nasal sprays are addictive. People get tolerant to them. They need them. If not, they get the withdrawal or the rebound congestion. Visine eye drops could be technically addictive. You use Visine to get the red out, and then all of a sudden, as soon as an eye drop wears off, the red could come back. So there's potential for, quote-unquote, addiction or tolerance to a lot of medications out there. Imodium. So do we sue everybody? And if a generic pain company, if a generic company making generic medications is getting sued, how many new companies do you think or existing companies are going to want to provide us our pain medication? We're already hearing that pain medication is getting harder to come by. Those of you in pain are scared to death. We have pain. We've always had pain. We've always used things for pain throughout our lives. Some people would use alcohol. Some people would use opium. But pain is something that people have suffered with, and maybe now our perception is we want to treat the pain sooner. I'm surprised we have this many people addicted to pain medications. But suing OxyContin, if they had deliberately, you know, like big tobacco, you know, hid data and tried to say it wasn't addictive, I thought that OxyContin always told us it was addictive. It's a narcotic. Any narcotic's addictive. So, my guess is in the courts, there'll be evidence brought up, and however the judges or the juries decide to go, there'll be enough evidence to sway them one way or the other. But I don't care about OxyContin getting sued. I care about you guys getting the medicines that you need when you need it. And when you scare any company or any future company from providing a product in fear that, well, you should have known it was addictive and dangerous, well, then that company is going to probably be like, you know what, I'm out. You know what, I won't do Valium or Xanax or sleeping pills or certain hormones or, you know, you put a woman on postmenopausal hormone therapy or a man on testosterone and then you take it away, they may go through some withdrawal. Is that considered addictive? Is that considered dangerous? So what other drugs would qualify for lawsuits later? You know, I don't want to scare the pharmaceutical companies too much. I want medicines out there, people. 1-877, don't tell me.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So I got an email on Facebook, or message in Messenger, from a listener who said that her doctor is male and never listens to her heart. Never touches her, never has her address. She's been going to him now for years, and he won't touch her. He'll have a nurse take the blood pressure, take a pulse, but he won't touch her. And she, you know, I guess is curious about that. And it's interesting, because that's not the first time I've heard this. I've heard from people that they don't seem to be touched by their doctor. No one's listened to their heart. No one's having them address and listen to their back. You know, we're coming into, we are in Skin Cancer Awareness Month. May is Skin Cancer Awareness Month. So we're talking about skin cancer and, you know, and sunscreens and all that. And you need to be naked for your physical. We don't want to be. I don't want to be. Sounds like doctors don't want you to be. But who's looking for melanoma on you? Who's looking for rashes or dermatological manifestations of internal malignancy or chronic disease? It's a fancy way of saying skin signs that something bad is going on the inside. And on one end of the spectrum, we have this Michigan State University settlement. You heard $500 million settlement because of Larry Nassar, the sports doctor that abused over 300 women and girls. We're going to be talking about that. That, by the way, that was, I think, a bigger settlement than what Penn State University had to do with Coach Jerry Sandusky, with allegedly what happened there. So we'll talk about that. So you have some idiots out there, very, very bad people that assault others. But you also have a growing population of medical providers that are scared to death of being accused falsely or mistaken for something. We've talked about this on my show, too. And me, as a doctor, as a female doctor, I am a little freaked out that a lot of patients out there and a lot of my listeners aren't getting their heart listened to, aren't getting their lungs listened to. Now, I teach students. I teach at Troy University of Adam, and I teach students to, when you put a stethoscope on a person, do it on the skin, okay? You know, listen on the skin. And don't do it over their jacket, all right, because you're not going to hear heart sounds. But the average doctor will not go under the shirt, or they won't have you lower the shirt. They'll just do it on top of the clothes. And you can hear murmurs over the clothes. You can. It's not ideal. But you need to really get that stethoscope in there, and you need to not have the, you know, sound of clothes, you know, obscuring what you're trying to hear, especially if you're trying to hear for a faint, innocent little murmur. Well, not innocent, but a faint murmur or the start of something. You know, when we auscultate, there is an art to that, especially those of us hard of hearing. I have difficulty hearing with sound discrimination, but if I'm in the studio or if I'm listening with a stethoscope, I can hear because you don't have other outside sounds. And so there's an art to it. And you have, from what I'm hearing, more and more providers out there not wanting to go near the breasts. Go, you want to know what? You could go see a cardiologist. Are you having any issues? I'm not going to go there. The fear of being accused of improperly touching you. Now, some people will say, well, Dr. Wax, you know what? Or Dr. Dahlia, look, when you listen to the heart, you don't really have to need to go near the breasts. You actually do. You need to really get up under that breast to listen to the heart appropriately. In fact, we teach medical students to ask the patient to lift their breast out of the way. Now, for me, I would take the bell of the stethoscope and push the breast tissue up, or I would have the patient lie down so the breast would go up, in my case, fall completely off the table, so at least I could get to the chest. But you kind of want the heart closer to the chest wall, not with gravity sinking to the posterior chest. So we're actually not doing our patients a service, bypassing breasts, trying to be, you know, progressive in this day and age, try not to do anything wrong, and we're not examining you. I don't know how to fix that. And if I was a male doctor, I don't blame you for being concerned. One of my male doctor friends, he had to listen to the heart of the patient. The patient was actually also a friend of mine. She had a big fit that the stethoscope was on her breast. Well, if he didn't want to move the breast or ask you to move the breast, he put the stethoscope on your left chest. Your breast is there. And so assault and the definition of assault, when it's gray like this, is gray. I mean, you know, assault as in rape, that's assault. Somebody grabbing your breast, somebody grabbing your butt, somebody sticking his tongue in your mouth or her tongue in your mouth, that's assault. But when you have an exam
It's tricky. Very, very tricky. Because there are people out there using the exam as a time for abuse. I told you guys, when I was younger, I had just had a kidney stone, and I was sent to a kidney doctor, not a urologist originally, a kidney doctor. And this kidney doctor had me completely naked, had the nurse leave the room, gave me only a little baby tray liner to cover up, which didn't, and he felt everything. And I didn't realize that was assault until years later when I was in medical school. And they're like, well, you know, so what else do you do for a kidney stone? I go, well, you didn't examine the breast. You didn't touch the vagina. You didn't go into and, no, you don't necessarily have to touch a vagina when somebody has a kidney stone. And he wasn't doing a pelvic exam. He just touched me. He used that opportunity to just have at it. And I was a 19-year-old. I had never gone to a grown-up doctor before, so I didn't know. I was like, I guess that's what doctors do. So, yeah, there are doctors out there that do assault you. So when you hear stories like that, in fact, there's some new news. Let me bring this up here. Apparently, USC, we're being told, had a gynecologist. Dr. George Tyndall was hired by USC in 1989, had faced complaints in the 1990s. Apparently, he was unnecessarily taking photos of women's vaginas, inappropriately touched students while making sexual remarks. He resigned last year. From what we understand, with an undisclosed payout, intends to continue practicing, and these allegations happened during a decades-long career. Apparently, LA Times did exclusive interviews from 40 current and former employees, etc. He denies the allegations, says he's always followed correct medical procedure, but the average patient listening to this going, wait a second. So somebody during my exam, when I'm vulnerable and naked, could assault me. Looks like in a very, very rare case, if there's an idiot that made it, you know, that made his way through medical school, nobody should get through medical school being a predator, but it looks like some people have, then yes, there's a chance that you can be. It's rare. But other doctors are like, okay, whoa, 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 you know what? I don't have to go there. And yes, you could have a nurse in the room, et cetera. Now that's what everybody has a nurse in the room. All right, and the nurses have to watch, and they, you know, yeah, so no privacy. Sorry, you are not going to get privacy. There will be an audience in the room because the doctor has to protect themselves because he can't be accused. And maybe that protects you, having somebody else there in the room. But medicine is different now. And if you want your heart checked, right, you may have to go to a cardiologist or somebody that will get in there and really listen. You know, when you go for a gynecological exam, somebody's got to get in there. If you go for a prostate exam, somebody has to get in there. And we doctors are trained to, you know, examine you like we would examine any other body part. But when I hear that some doctors are, you know, skipping it because they don't want to be, you know, accused of something, I don't blame them. It's a shame. It's a real sad truth. But I mean, I can see why. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Back on the show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Leanne writes, that's why I don't go for pap smears anymore. That's all she writes. So my guess is some of you guys aren't even getting gyne exams anymore. Well, let's talk about what's been happening in the news. Michigan State University today announced a $500 million settlement with more than 300 women and girls who said they were assaulted by sports doctor Larry Nassar in the worst sex abuse case in sports history, according to CBS News.
The deal surpasses the more than $109 million that Penn State University paid to settle claims by at least 35 people. That assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky had sexually abused boys. Though the Nassar settlement involves obviously far more victims, nine times more victims. Michigan State and lawyers for 332 victims announced the deal after negotiating privately with the help of a mediator. Under the agreement, $425 million would be paid to current claimants, and $75 million would be set aside for any future claims. Now, they say the statement does not indicate how much money each victim would receive. It also doesn't say how Michigan State will pay the bill. Michigan State was accused of ignoring or dismissing complaints about Nassar, some as far back as the 1990s. But the school has insisted that nobody covered up assaults. So, according to Brian Breslin, chairman of Michigan State's governing board, we are truly sorry to all the survivors and their families for what they have been through, and we admire the courage it has taken to tell their stories. We recognize the need for change on our campus and in our community around sexual assault awareness. Now, Nassar had pleaded guilty to molesting women and girls under the guise that it was treatment. He was also found to have child pornography and is serving prison sentences that will likely help, likely keep him locked up for life. He treated campus athletes, a lot of young gymnasts in his Michigan State office, and he also earned an international reputation for working for the USA Gymnastics training Olympians. So Jordan Weber, Allie Reisman, Gabby Douglas, Michaela Maroney said they were among Nassar's victims. So obviously this settlement was historic. It's made multiple headlines, and this is one of the biggest settlements we've ever heard of. The announcement comes as some victims are demanding that the state of Texas take action against two legendary gymnastics coach. The former gymnastics claimed that Bella and Martha Caroli, who ran a USA Gymnastics Training Center in Texas for nearly 20 years, knew about the abuse and didn't try to stop it. So if you know about the abuse, if you know something's happening and you don't say anything, you're getting in trouble. You're going down, even if it was years ago. So there's a movement that obviously many of us are aware of. Time's up. Me too. And this movement has evolved faster than any other movement I've seen. I think it came out decades late. You know, this is something that probably should have come out decades ago. For those of us that were assaulted, it would have been nice to be able to say something. I didn't. When I went through mine, there was no way I was going to say anything. Because the person who did it, everybody liked. We're not talking about the doctor, we're talking about somebody else. And I was like, no one's going to believe me, you know, and they're going to say it was my fault. And then I started to convince myself, well, I was at the wrong place at the wrong time. And, you know, it would have been nice to have that freedom. Would I have said anything? So maybe no. You know, I like to keep that kind of stuff private. I didn't want to be known for that. And so I, especially so young, in my medical career, I wasn't going to. And you know, I mean, I'm honest. It's easy to say, oh, yeah, I would have spoken up and tried to protect other women. I would have probably taken the route of, no, I'm going to keep my head in the sand. You do that when things happen to you. You do that. You know, you can act like psychologically you got it, you know, covered. You know, oh, man, I would have kicked his butt. Or have you guys ever seen that Key and Peele video where they're talking about each other's wives? And, you know, Keith would be like, and she told me this, and I was like, oh, please, you know, and they act all tough. Like, oh, you know what, if my wife did that, I would have been like, and I did this, and all of a sudden the wives come like, oh, yes, ma'am, okay. And they act completely different. Okay, that's me. I think that's a lot of us. We're like, oh, man, if that happened to me, I would have been all up in their business, or I would have taken them down, or I would have, no. You could say anything you want to say, but when stuff happens, you freeze. Now, as an ER doc, I wouldn't freeze with patients. I'd jump all over it, but I did freeze, and I froze with my son. My son got his finger caught in the door, and for a few seconds, I froze. Now, I took him to the office, I gave him a digital block, I calmed him down, covered it up, took him to the ER, but I still froze for a couple seconds. You don't know psychologically what you would do. My house had a fire. I'm still one of the luckiest people alive, but yeah, I've kind of been through a lot.
And so my house had a fire when I was a little girl. And I remember the Dick Van Dyke commercials, Roll Dick Roll. And you would roll on the ground, and you would roll and stop. And I think it was roll, stop, but these commercials that same, because Dick Van Dyke, they were, I don't know. But anyway, I just remember Dick Van Dyke getting on the ground and rolling around. So I dropped because you saw the smoke, you know, the plumes of smoke covering the ceiling and coming in waves. It was rough. It was a very violent looking thing. And my dad grabs me and gets me out of the house because I'm rolling on the ground. And I thought I was doing what I was supposed to because I saw the commercials, but no, you try to leave the house before you get on the ground and roll. I mean, but you know what? I stayed low. I didn't have my shoes on, so I was outside barefoot and cold, but you know, you think you would do something, you know, like, all right, well, if I was getting a guy an exam and somebody was assaulting me, I would kick him in the face. No, you freeze or you don't know it's happening. Same thing with being raped. When you're raped, you're a lot of times in shock. You freeze. And if you try to start fighting, it hurts more, so you back off. You're like, you know what, let him finish. It's going to be less painful. But you don't really have the logic. Like when you're sitting comfortably at your desk or sitting comfortably, oh, yeah, first time things like this happen to you, you're in shock, you know? And so, for those people surprised that, okay, well, all these people are coming out, and why did they say something before, and why didn't they? No, when it happens to you, you feel like you're the only one, you're embarrassed, you're not going to say something. So there's a lot of people out there that they're not going to say something. Where I get upset is when, you know, some people are taking advantage and saying, oh, yeah, you know, he forced me to sleep with him. And they're like, wait a second, we were dating for a while and you wanted us to, now you're saying it wasn't consensual? That I have a problem with, okay? Flipping and all of a sudden going, nah, I didn't want it. But, you know, and again, how do you prove it? It's such a fine line. A lot of people did engage in sexual activity that wasn't consensual. It was forced. And so, you know, a settlement like this is historic, and obviously if Michigan State employed him, they're going to be the ones where the money is. You know, when attorneys sue, when the attorneys go after somebody, you know, their job is to provide for the victims. And so you could only get so much out of the doctor. So then whoever employs that doctor is going to then be sued. Is then going to be, and if they covered it up, and there's a way to tie that, yeah. So you have to be also very careful of who you employ, which is why we're seeing a much different culture now, where if there is any hint of sexual assault or sexual wrongdoing, you're not going to be employed. So we're all scared to death of saying the wrong thing, doing the wrong thing, accidentally running into somebody, accidentally touching somebody. It's all, you know, and rightfully so, it's a scary, scary time. But I'm wondering if we're going to see a big push later for just women examining women, men examining men, men working with men, women working with women. As we try to reach all this progression, I just see society go, you want to know what? We just can't take the risk. Men in one room, women in the other. Just kind of like the olden days. You see things go back full circle. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, MakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.